HarperCollins presents The Quality Street Girls by Penny Thorpe. Read by Sherry Baines. Chapter 1. It was late, and the Baxter store on the corner at Stump Cross was closed, but the lights in the main window illuminated a sparkling display of Mackintosh's Quality Street, the latest success from the sprawling factory they called Toffee Town. As Rini rode her nag closer, she could see that someone had taken the coloured cellophane wrappers from the chocolates and taped them between black sugar paper to make little stained glass windows. Between the tins and tubs and cartons were homemade tree baubles, an ingenious mixture of ping-pong balls, cellophane wrappers, glue and thread. While there were plenty of other confectionery assortments that Baxter's could have chosen to feature, Rini couldn't imagine they'd have had much luck making a stained-glass window out of O'Neill's wrappers. Besides, Quality Street was the best. Everyone knew it. Plenty of girls from Rini's school had left to work in Sharp's or O'Neill's factories, but it was the really lucky ones that went to work at Mackintosh's. Rini's enormous, ungainly old horse shuffled closer to try to nose the glass. The explosion of colour bursting forth from the opened tins on display had caught his eye and was drawing his curious nature to the window. Rini didn't blame him. It was a beautiful sight, and he deserved a treat when he was being so good about coming out after putting in a day's work in the top field. She had a great deal of affection for the old family horse, and she liked spoiling him when she got the chance. So she let him dawdle a while longer. Rini gazed at the window display and dreamed of growing up to be the kind of fine lady that bought Quality Street and had a gardener and got driven around in an automobile. For the moment, she would have to be content with being a farmer's daughter who had a vegetable patch and occasional use of her family's peculiarly ugly horse. Fortunately for Rini, she found it easy to be content with her lot. She was an easily contented girl. As long as she didn't have to go into service, she was happy. "Come on, Ruffian. We've got a way to go yet." Ruffian reluctantly allowed Rini to steer him away from the bright lights and continued up through the ever-steeper streets of Halifax, over quiet cobbles she knew well. The night was cold for October, but she knew she had to ride out to get her father, nonetheless. Rini didn't mind. Ruffian was technically her father's horse, and most fathers would not allow their daughter freedom of the valley with it, so she supposed she ought to feel pretty grateful. And it wasn't as though she had to come out to get her father very often, she thought to herself. He only got this blotto once a year, when the Ale Tasters Society hired out the old oak room and had their do. Apart from that, she thought he was pretty good, really. He was very probably the best dad. Rini's thoughts kept drifting back to the sandwich that was waiting in her pocket, wrapped in waxed paper and bound up with a piece of twine. The sandwich contained a slice of tinned tongue and some mustard-pickled cauliflower that her mother made for Rini to give to her father to eat on his way back. Rini's stomach rumbled, and she was tempted to take a bite out of it before she got to the pub, even though she'd had her tea. Her mother frequently told her that she was lucky to live on a farm where there was no shortage of food, but Rini pointed out that there was no shortage of the same food. Mutton, ewe's milk cheese, ewe's milk butter, ewe's milk curd tart, and ewe's milk. She rode in the dark past the borough market. There was a clamour outside the old Cock and Oak. As she approached, Rini didn't like the look of what she saw. Ahead of her, she could see brass buttons glinting in the old-fashioned gaslight from the pub, and the telltale contours of Salvation Army hats and cloaks. It was going to be another one of those nights. Rini knew, before she'd even rounded the corner, that this was not the regular Salvation Army. They would be off doing something useful somewhere, involving soup and blankets. This was a Salvation Army splinter group.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?